Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Lost Cosmonauts, from the book 100 Things They Don't Want You to Know by Daniel Smith, 2015. Did the USSR secretly sacrifice several of its cosmonauts at the height of the space race? It is easy to forget how fierce competition between the Soviet Union and the United States was at the height of the Cold War. In this clash of ideologies, everything from the Olympics to chess championships became a battleground. And so, of course, did the race to put humans into space. But in their desire to steal a lead, did Moscow cover up the deaths of numerous members of its space program? While America claimed the glory of the first manned moon landing when Neil Armstrong took his giant leap for mankind in 1969, the USSR had previously led the space race, launching the first satellite in 1957 and firing Yuri Gagarin into orbit in 1961. But there have long been rumours that at least two earlier attempts at putting a man into orbit ended in tragedy and cover-up. The earliest claims of unacknowledged fatalities are said to have come from a Czech government official with links to the West. However, reports of earlier manned launches were dismissed by Gagarin himself as rumours resulting from test flights involving dummies and human voice recordings. Another version of events claimed that Vladimir Ilyushin beat Gagarin into space by a few days, but then crash-landed into China, where he was held for over a year. Moscow, the theory goes, hushed up events in order to avoid a diplomatic incident. Some of the most compelling evidence for lost cosmonauts came from Italian brothers and radio hams Achille and Gian Giudica Cordiglia. Over several years, they claimed they listened in on many extraordinary episodes, including at least three in which cosmonauts were literally dying somewhere in orbit. While the brothers have their skeptics, their activity certainly brought them to the attention of both Soviet and Italian security services. It is, of course, quite possible that tales of dead Russians in space were spread by those with anti-Moscow agendas, or even by fantasists craving attention. In the post-Soviet era, no conclusive evidence has emerged, despite the opening of state archives. On the other hand, we know that much sensitive material was lost or purposely destroyed during the communist regime's long collapse. Given the lengths to which both the White House and the Kremlin went to preserve secrecy amidst the paranoia of the Cold War, tales of lost cosmonauts are all too credible, even if unproven.
Where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.